If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call area code 406, that's Montana's area code, 370-5479. That's area code 406-370-5479. And Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, as I started to say, what am I doing? I'm trying to guess our Christmas mystery song because, let's see, rock. Okay, that'll be in Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She skipped the title. Is that Teresa Brewer? Brenda Lee, of course. Good job, Rick. I didn't do a good job, but Rick did and Brenda Lee did. Merry Christmas. I've got something cute to share with you, too. This comes from Steve Canold. Listen up, Joey pals. Steve, who travels the world, right? So it says, I don't understand what the big deal is. If you are Jewish, tell me Happy Hanukkah. If you are Christian, tell me Merry Christmas. If you are an African American, tell me Joyous Kwanzaa. If you don't prefer those, tell me Happy Holidays. I will not be offended. I will be thankful that you took the time to say something nice to me. Isn't that lovely? So thank you for that, Steve Canold. We've been places where they say Merry Christmas, Joyous Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, all over the world. He found that and sent it to us. Okay, Joey pals, we may open the medicine chest for both segments today, but we'll start off with a positive report, a Christmas message from Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare. Your health, your life, our passion. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Santa. I have a sign on my door that says, Wanted, Merry Men Bearing Gifts, or something like that.
Oh, that's me. I'm bearing gifts today. I'm bearing a lot of stuff today. I'm bearing my soul.
Wow. To be continued, Joey Pals. Give us an update on COVID.
Well, as I said, it was over like, what, 3 months ago? And we know it's not really over. That's kind of my tongue-in-cheek way of saying we're kind of over-dealing with it. We're kind of overthinking it. And I think we're seeing behavior now consistent with people that are just tired of a pandemic. I think I mentioned last week we have the triple pandemic going, the triple-demic. We're still seeing that a lot of in the news about influenza A. We've seen it everywhere in the hospitals. You've seen RSV. And we've seen an increase in COVID. And it's probably going to be with us for another couple months, at least until we get through the flu season, the cold. I mean, it's been chilly. You got to admit, it's been chilly. And people do get colds when it's chilly. Like my mother said, we thought it wasn't science, like wear socks or a hat. Turns out people do get a little chill, and they can get a cold. As Teresa's had a cold for what? You know, we've been talking about this for 10 days. Joey has the fix for that, but yeah.
Not on the show.
We've talked about this. It's probably from stress. If you don't know, it's the holiday season. I just had a big party at my house. I was telling Joey, 150 guests, you know, the whole nine yards. And it's stressful trying to put on a party like that.
Helene said, what'd you do, put Teresa in the bedroom and shut the door?
I was going to make her mask, but we sat her by the fire in a little rocking chair with a shawl around her, and everyone felt sorry for her. Not really. No, she was up and about. We gave her the steroids. We gave her, got her all pumped up, ready. And you get that boost of energy for a little bit. And then this morning, you know, fell apart again. So, but it was a great, I mean, listen, it's stressful putting on a big party. We had a great caterer. I'm going to shout out to Chef Tony, Tony Riccio.
Oh, know him well.
Him and his family, it's a family. They come to your house, they cook in your kitchen. They just did a fantastic job, and I could not be more happy. And then, I can't remember the bartender's name, but listen, call me if you need a bartender for a party. Randy and his daughter, Lauren, fantastic.
Fabulous. Helene and I went to the theater, and we were going to stop by the party, but we didn't have an invitation. 150 people. Helene LeClaire from DOHC said, you must have invited all your staff.
We did. We had Teresa's whole department came. We had half, we have 1,000 employees. So we had about 150 employees there. Really, and you always have an invitation to my house. You know that.
We were with Bruce Springsteen tribute band at the McCallum with Nancy Tappick. It was amazing, Brian.
Thanks for the invite, because I would have skipped the party to do that with you two.
My two favorite redheads.
Yes. Okay, can we open the medicine chest?
I can.
Or do you want to make another announcement? Is there more we need to know about COVID?
No, you know, let's just save the COVID for after the first of the year. Let's just see how we're doing then. I'll open up the medicine chest for you. Clunk.
Somebody's aspirin fell out. Okay, Joey Pals, by the way, we have 11 of our... You're a Joey Pal. You're a regular on the show. We have 11 of our regulars who are sick right now. So that will be reflected in some of these questions.
Well, you know what? Joey, you need to tell them what you're doing to stay healthy, since you haven't had a cold in what, 35 years?
25, 26, 27, 1995.
Yeah, see, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
You know what I'm doing. Okay, question number one, Joey Pals. Is there a new blood test or urine test that will detect 14 cancers?
Yeah, we've talked about this. We've seen now.
You expect me to remember 146 weeks we're doing this? We've talked about this.
This was week 131. Oh. No, but we were talking about these new novel cancer tests that can screen now for a whole bunch of different cancer mutations, genetic mutations. And literally with a single blood test, actually you can screen for up to 50 various types of cancer. It's blood right now. And in fact, this is probably going to be covered by many insurances in the next couple of months or more. And this company was just recently, it started out as a small, like a small biotech, got bought again. And if you're a company that's getting bought by bigger and bigger pharma industry, then you know you're probably onto something. And actually, you can go online and look this up yourself. The tests are about $500. And doctors can actually order this test. So they're screening tests. So it may tell you whether or not you're at risk for a cancer or you have a real subclinical, a few cells. That's all they need. And then they test for these biomarkers that are produced by cancer cells. So lung cancer, breast, prostate. It's going to be a big deal coming up.
I have so many friends that live in fear of their cancer coming back. And I think that actually helps cancer come back, that kind of stress. But something like this might assuage some of those fears if they don't do what I do.
Yeah, that is true. It's probably, and you know, these are going to be used for screening markers. Normally, once you've had a diagnosis, you're going to be followed very closely by your oncologist. They have a pretty good, I mean, the data on cancer recurrence is pretty solid, knowing on the cancer type, the cell type, the mutations. And most, you know, we're making progress on a lot of cancers, but there's still cancer that's very difficult because they're getting smart too. I mean, the cells are. They're mutating against all of our biologics and our chemotherapy. That's kind of archaic. Right. So anyway, just follow your oncologist. We got great ones in the desert, fantastic ones.
DOHC, the website, you know it, Joey Pals, mydohc.com. Okay. Most heart attacks occur when people get out of bed in the morning, ?
I'm having chest pain. You know what? This has been well known for a long time. Most heart attacks actually happen in the early morning. Actually, even before you get out of bed. So that, you know, 3 o'clock and beyond in the morning. So there's a bunch of things that may influence this.
I know that 3 o'clock in the morning is when my insulin and my sugars regurgitate.
That's a very good word. That's a good medical term. But there's a lot of things happening. You have a circadian rhythm.
Yes.
And there are things happening in your body, you know, depending on your other health issues, because this really plays a significant role. So people with sleep apnea and people that might be a little overweight that have, they're not really sleeping soundly and they have some cardiac issues. For some reason, we do know 3 o'clock and beyond to like maybe 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, highest risk for having a cardiac event. And in fact, when we hear these sad stories where people say, oh, they didn't wake up in the morning, these are invariably, you know, the heart attacks that are happening while you're blissfully sleeping. But it's been well known for a long time.
Well, we appreciate the question now,
yeah,
though.
Absolutely. Nothing good happens. My mom used to say, nothing good happens at 2 a.m. and after.
I always have taught my children, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up every morning. My spiritual advisor says that's when my granny comes to visit me. And I told my kids, don't sweat the stuff then, because there's nothing you can do about it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Okay, next question, Joey Pals. There's a high blood pressure drug that increases cognitive... Oh, okay. If you have high blood pressure and you're taking a drug, it can increase your cognitive decline?
Yes. Well, there's lots of medications that actually influence cognitive function. If you have a high blood pressure already, you could have a risk of cognitive decline just from that alone. And then if you add medications that we use to treat blood pressure, literally all of them can have an effect on your memory, short-term memory, cognitive function, executive function.
What's that?
These are executive function is like when you can make, it's decision making, you know, like, you know, am I going to cook and how do I cook today or whatever, those types of things. But beta blockers, ACE and ARBs, all of these medications that we've been using for a long time can impact your cognitive function. And so that just is par for the course. You just have to accept and know, you know, tell your doctor if you're all of a sudden starting a new medication and then you're having difficulty. Like, I'm in the kitchen, what am I in here for? You know, I'm looking for the bottle opener. Those types of things, when they become more distressing to you or your family observes this and you started something new medication-wise, have the conversation with your doctor about, you know, the impact that it's having on your cognitive function.
If you watch television for all these ads for drugs all the time, all new drugs, and then they have the really long list of side effects...
Oh, and none of those are the side effects you want.
No, it's
10 seconds. Here's a great drug, and then 30 seconds of, you know, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
Okay, we're about through with the first segment. When we come back, we'll talk about Arthritis Foundation and Harvard have developed drops for pain. And we'll talk about a 14-year-old being denied a kidney because she wasn't vaccinated. And adults are not getting vaccinated at the same rate with boosters as they did in the beginning. Lots to talk about. We're talking with Dr. Brian Hodgkins, 969-6555, mydohc.com. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.